Protesting of Irvine asphalt plant continues, city postpones settlement. As Irvine residents continue to protest smells emitting from the All-American asphalt plant in North Irvine, the city council, which is in litigation with the plant, has yet to come to a decision on how to resolve the issue. Irvine City Manager Oliver Chi reintroduced a proposed settlement during an October 11 City Council meeting after several residents voiced opposition to it during public comments at previous meetings because it does not warrant the plant to relocate. The residents want an ironclad guarantee that will move, and at this point, based on the totality of the circumstances and facts, as presented, they don't feel like they are in a position where they have to move, Chi said at the meeting. Councillors instructed staff to clean up the proposed settlement agreement and hire outside legal counsel to review the proposal before the council votes on it in December. Several residents of three nearby neighborhoods, Eastwood Village, Northwood Point, and Orchard Hills, want the plant to close, saying its emissions are harmful and the odors decrease the quality of life. Dennis Lowe, an Orchard Hills resident, told the Epoch Times the proposed settlement is not enough. "Whatever we said was never taken into consideration," Lowe said. "We told him this is not acceptable, that we are disappointed, but went ahead and presented." The residences surrounding the plant were built decades after the construction of the asphalt plant was approved by the county in the 1990s. The city and developers approved these homes to be built knowing there was a threat to customers. "In my view, they should be held responsible for this," Lowe said. "The system is designed to fail the residents." Leslie Tan, a resident of Eastwood Village, told the Epoch Times it's inconvenient to live near the plant because her children cannot bike or walk to school due to the air quality. Tan also said she purchased several air purifiers to combat the odors in her home. The South Coast Air Quality Management District, an agency that oversees sources of air pollution in the region, conducted a health risk assessment in August and concluded the plant did not present elevated health risks to nearby residents. However, advocates from Non-Toxic Neighborhoods, a nonprofit founded by plant opponent Kim Kant, told the Epoch Times the assessment was conducted based on 2016 reports from the plant, rather than the most up-to-date data. Kant, who formerly lived in Northwood Point, additionally said she was concerned the fumes emitted by the plant are cancer-causing. But she disputed these claims at the council meeting, saying the city has not done any in-depth scientific analysis or studies regarding a possible correlation between the asphalt plant and cancer cases. "Based on what we've seen from, they have identified that the facility that produces the highest cancer risk isn't the. It's another different facility here in town," he said. In addition to the settlement agreement, the city is exploring a public nuisance lawsuit, which was pushed to May 2023, and condemnation, requiring the plant's closure through repossession of the land. Condemnation would only work if the land is necessary for a planned project which provides the greatest public good and least private injury. City staff reported relocation of the plant could take up to 3 years and cost the city between $50 million and $100 million.